From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea poised to launch a new satellite. North Korea says it plans to launch an Earth observation satellite between February 8th and 25th. The announcement comes after weeks after its fourth nuclear test. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
This latest announcement further underscores the need for the international community to send the North Koreans a swift, firm message that its disregard, that their disregard for the for U.N. Security Council obligations will not be tolerated.
Pyongyang detonated its fourth nuclear device January 6th, claiming it was its first hydrogen explosion. Tuesday's notification raises concerns Pyongyang is trying to covertly advance its long-range missile technology. Japan has threatened to shoot down the rocket if it threatens Japanese territory. Peace talks in Geneva aimed at ending Syria's five-year conflict appear to be in jeopardy amid a new Russian-backed government offensive that threatens the northern city of Aleppo. The opposition delegation is threatening to leave the talks. UN envoy Stefan de Mistura warned if the talks, the third effort during the war, collapse for Syria, he says there will be no more hope. The head of the international group monitoring South Sudan's peace process Tuesday said people are starving in the country's western Equatoria state. Festus Mogae, the former president of Botswana, now head of the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, said a ceasefire monitoring team recently visited the Mundri area, which has been the scene of recent fighting between government and rebel forces. Implementation of last August's peace agreement has been stalled over President Salva Kiir's creation of 28 states from the current 10, which is seen as undermining a power-sharing provision. This is VOA News. The United States and its allies Tuesday said they'll accelerate and intensify their campaign against the Islamic State militant group. Secretary of State John Kerry in Rome said the IS group will be destroyed. He spoke at a meeting of foreign ministers from 23 of the nations in a coalition against the Sunni militant group.
All told, since coming together, we've launched almost 10,000 airstrikes. We've killed more than 90 mid-level or high-level leaders of Daesh since last May. We are closing in on full control of the Syria-Turkey border. We are hammering Daesh's heavy weapons, its training camps, its oil fields, supply routes, cache sites, infrastructure.
Mr. Kerry said the group has lost 40% of the territory it gained in Iraq and 20% in Syria. The outgoing commander of Operation Resolution Support, General John Campbell, told U.S. lawmakers on Tuesday that U.S. troops and money will be needed to be in Afghanistan for years to come to prevent the unrelenting spread of terrorism.
Groups aligned with the Taliban, such as Al-Qaeda and the Haqqani Network, continue to threaten our national security interests. Al-Qaeda has been significantly weakened, but as evidenced by the recent discovery of an Al-Qaeda camp on Afghanistan's southern border, they are certainly not extinct. The Haqqani Network remains the most capable threat to the U.S. and coalition forces. These are certainly not residual threats that would allow for a peaceful transition across Afghanistan. Instead, they are persistent threats that are adapting to a changing operational environment.
General Campbell's warning comes less than a week after his likely successor told U.S. lawmakers that terror groups like Islamic State and Al-Qaeda continue to see Afghanistan as an attractive sanctuary. European leaders are reviewing a plan that they hope will persuade Britain to stay in the 28-member European Union. The plan is the result of talks between British Prime Minister Cameron and European Council President Tusk. It would make it possible for British lawmakers to work with European partners to block unwanted EU laws. President Obama discussed his legislative priorities Tuesday with the two top Republican congressional leaders, House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said a top priority is ratification of the 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Pact.
Both Speaker Ryan and Leader McConnell are obviously committed supporters of an agreement that would cut taxes on 18,000 American goods that are imposed by other countries. There is an opportunity to discuss the path forward there.
More Republicans than Democrats favor the trade deal, but a vote may not come until after the next November presidential election, just weeks before Mr. Obama leaves office. Zimbabwe's prosecutor general has been charged with obstructing justice after dropping a case against two men accused of plotting to bomb President Robert Mugabe's dairy farm. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.